You're listening to the Sisters in Loss podcast, a faith-based grief and loss podcast for Black women, where you will hear stories of miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, and infertility to learn there is a testimony in tragedy. You will learn how to heal, gain clarity, find hope and peace, and turn your pain into your purpose after loss. I'm your host, Erica M. McAfee. You're listening to episode 49 of the Sisters in Loss podcast. For the month of June, we are highlighting and talking about infertility and IVF success stories on the Sisters in Loss podcast. In today's episode, we have Candace Ferris, who has been on her infertility journey for 10 years due to uterine fibroids. After a failed IVF in August 2017, having her mother pass away in the middle of her IVF cycle, she is currently 10 weeks pregnant from a successful second round of IVF. In this episode, Candace discusses her journey to motherhood, having surgery to remove her fibroids, her husband having surgery to help him with sperm quality, and preparing her body for her upcoming embryo transfer at the time. She also discusses her blog and YouTube channel, Fruitful Journey, as she is documenting her entire story with us. This episode is for you to listen to if you are still in the wait for your miracle baby. Here is Candace Ferris. Thank you, Candace, for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you for asking me to be on here. I'm so honored.
Awesome. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I am originally from Michigan. I just recently relocated to Arizona. I am currently not working outside of the home, but if any of the homemakers know, working in the home can sometimes be more work than working outside of the home. So I currently don't work outside the house, and I am just kind of trying to find my way, find what it is I'm supposed to be doing right now. And so that's really it.
Awesome. So how I found you was on Instagram, which led me to your YouTube channel, which is awesome. So let's talk about your Fruitful Journey, which is what your blog is called. So tell us about your fertility journey.
Well, my journey has been a very long one. We have been trying to conceive for almost 10 years now, and it has been a journey. Mm-hmm. Been a journey full of ups and downs and highs and lows, but through it all, we know that God is still faithful. And so
take us back to how you started your journey, how you found out about your fertility process, and then what led you down a path that y'all are going down through IVF.
Well, we started just like any other married couple. We got married and we're like, okay, we want to have some kids. And we soon found out that, the journey would be a lot harder than what we thought it would be. And so after undergoing some testing, my husband and myself, we found out that I had uterine fibroids and my husband had a low sperm count. And so I was devastated because we were young and we were newly married and we had no idea what was in store for us. And so my husband went on to have a varicose seal surgery, which is to correct the varicose vein and hopefully help with sperm quality. And after that, we tried a few IUIs, the intrauterine insemination, and those were unsuccessful. I went on to have an open myomectomy 2 years ago to remove 13 fibroids, which we were hoping even after that, after my husband's surgery and after my surgery, we were hoping that we would find some success. And unfortunately, we still did not. And so we were led down the path of IVF, and we were pretty much told that IVF would be our only chance for conceiving. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are now with our IVF journey.
So take us back to your start of your IVF journey, because you are going through your second round of IVF right now, right?
Yes.
So take us back to that first journey up into where you are now.
So we started our first IVF cycle in August of 2017, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I was like, I'll do some shots and I'll take some pills and they'll make the babies in the lab and then I'll have a baby. Like, I don't want to say I was naive, but I was just like, I guess I was just so hopeless with it for us. So that was back in August. We started our first IVF cycle. And after everything was said and done, we ended up with only 2 embryos from the whole everything. You know, after they retrieved the eggs and fertilized them, we ended up with 2 embryos. And I was very disappointed, but I was also very grateful that I ended up with something. And so I just was praying. I'm like, okay, well, Lord, this has to be it. We only needed 2 then. And so we transferred those 2 embryos in October of 2017. Mm-hmm. And 10 days after our transfer, we had our pregnancy blood beta test done. And we learned that our embryos had actually implanted, but they stopped growing at some time. And so we were devastated because for us, that was our only chance. And so we thought. And so we took some time. We took a few months to kind of work on our mental health and our physical health. And we started a second IVF cycle in December of 2017. Mm-hmm. And this time we were able to get 3 frozen embryos, 3 viable embryos. And so I am currently preparing myself to transfer those embryos in a few weeks. And we are hoping for a success this time.
Awesome. So what are you doing in preparation to transfer those embryos?
I am doing everything I possibly can. I am drinking all these different teas. I am just, I'm at the point now where it's like all or nothing. So I'm doing weekly acupuncture and drinking tea and just really trying to maintain a healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle with working out, some hiking, just really just trying to be as healthy as I possibly can and to make an environment that is going to be healthy for my embryos to not only implant, but to grow and to hopefully stay for 9 months and become our little miracle baby.
Awesome. So tell us about your blog and your YouTube channel, and what was the inspiration for sharing your journey?
Well, first of all, I just got tired of feeling alone and ashamed. I knew others were battling infertility, and besides the few friends and the family members that I talked to about it, I was lonely, and I felt like no one understood what I was going through. You know, people always say, oh, yeah, I understand, it's so sad, you know, but nobody really understands the heartache and the disappointment unless they actually go through the journey. And so I made the channel, and I was terrified. I was like, I don't want to, you know, make these videos and put all my business out there, and what if people are mean to me, or what if people say something, you know, crazy or whatever, but, you know, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm tired of feeling alone. I know there are other women, other couples out there who are going through the same journey who feel alone as well. And so I was just excited to show others that they were not alone in their journey. And I was excited to meet other people on a similar journey. And so it's just been amazing for me. Also, another reason I started my YouTube channel is because I looked for resources online. I looked on YouTube. I looked online for brown couples who are dealing with infertility, who are going through IVF, and there was very little information and support that I found. And so I had a few YouTube channels that I loved and that I learned a lot from, but honestly, I wanted to see people that looked like me. And so, unfortunately, since I didn't find the resources that I was looking for, I decided to become a resource.
Awesome. And it's the same reason why I started this podcast, because I felt like our voices, our stories weren't being told around loss and infertility. So I definitely agree. And kudos to you and your husband for being willing vessels to share your story, because I love your video. What are some other resources that are out there for women who have been diagnosed infertile?
Well, one website I've actually come across over the last few months is called fertilityforcolorgirls.org. And it's a great website. It has a lot of, you know, resources there. It offers some support. And so it's good to be able to read about issues that face, that, you know, that color girls face, you know, such as fibroids and different things like that. And they talk about those types of things along with things dealing with infertility on that website. Another site that I really, really like is resolve.org, which is a large nonprofit organization, and they provide articles and statistics and support as well for those who are dealing with infertility. YouTube is also a great resource, and I will shamelessly plug my channel right here.
Go ahead.
But I think YouTube is an amazing source because you can see people that are going through the same thing you're going through, and you can share in those experiences and hear, you know, what they did when they found out, you know, they had to do IVF, or how did, you know, certain people handle certain situations. So I think YouTube is an amazing resource as well. And I think the last thing, of course, well, actually the first thing I should have said was the Bible, but devotions, I read a lot of devotions. And so I think Bible app devotions are great a great resource, and you can get encouragement for whatever it is you're dealing with. Or and one of my favorites is called Infertility Encouragement from Sarah's Laughter, and it's about 49 days long, but it's an amazing resource, uplifting, encouragement, and so I think those are some of my favorites.
Awesome. So let's talk about the financial burden of going through fertility treatments. Take us back on just how the, you know, grant process, going through your, you know, having, saving up money for all of the IUIs and then these two rounds of IVF, and how insurance has played a role in it for you. Just take us through that financial journey for those of you, those who are out there who are considering IVF or IUIs, the financial part of it and how you've managed it.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. And some people are blessed where their insurance covers a few rounds of IUI or a round of IVF. And unfortunately, we are not one of those couples, and so we pay for everything out of pocket. The only thing insurance does cover, which is a blessing, some of our fertility medications, and then we just have to pay a copay. So it's really been saving money, credit card, whatever it is we needed to do to pay for the treatments that we've been going through. So the IUIs are not as expensive as is the IVF, and so we were able to do two rounds of IUIs. Of course, those were both unsuccessful. And then we moved on to our first IVF cycle, which we saved for. We were able, had to use a little bit of our credit card, but it's almost like one of those things where you just do whatever it is that you have to do, and it's still no guarantee, which is the most unfortunate part. So you're spending the money, you're, you know, getting the medications, you're taking them, but really it's just one of those things where you say, well, do we want to go on this trip to Hawaii, or do we want to, you know, put some more money in the fund for our IVF? And so that's what we've been doing. It's just really saving and just, you know, living a lifestyle where, you know, just cutting back and just kind of prioritizing that. You know, IVF is definitely our number one priority right now.
The Sisters in Lost community is holding a baby shower on Saturday, July 14, 2018, in Virginia. We are celebrating the expectant rainbow babies of our Sisters in Lost by gifting them new and gently used baby products. We are talking about the works, from diapers to strollers. If you or if you know another angel mom who is currently pregnant with their rainbow baby, please go to babyshower.sistersinlost.com to register to receive gifts. If you would like to donate to the community baby shower, go to babyshower.sistersinlost.com for more information. Tell us about your journey with fibroids. Have you always had issues with fibroids since you were younger, or has that always something that just came up as you've gotten older and have been going through, or just trying to get pregnant?
Well, I found out in, I believe it was like 2005, fibroids, and I had no idea before then. And so I just had this really, really bad pain in my stomach. One day I went to the urgent care. They did some ultrasounds and did some blood work, and they were able to find that I had a few fibroids there. At that time, they were just smaller ones. And so they were like, you know, they're not really in the way of anything. You know, we can just kind of leave them alone and just see what happens. Because sometimes fibroids will shrink or go away, and sometimes mm-hmm. they'll grow. And so we just go on our journey as we have been, you know, and just kept trying. And so I finally went to a reproductive endocrinologist, and they were able to get a better look and kind of see, you know, where the fibroids were. And then again, I was still told the fibroids were on the outer cavity of the uterus, and so they weren't supposed to be, you know, causing any issues or anything, but we still weren't getting pregnant. And so in 2016, I was advised by my doctor to have the fibroids removed. And so by this time, my fibroids were so large, I had 13 of them. Mm-hmm. And my largest one was so big that it was pushing on my uterus, and my stomach was the size of what my doctor said, quote, a 6-month pregnancy. Wow. And so my stomach was bloated. It was big. People always asked me if I was pregnant. And, you know, they were just causing so many issues with my periods, with like heavy periods and cramping and just, you know, just having a bloated stomach, you know, and walking around and people thinking you're pregnant. And so I ended up having an open myomy in 2000. and 16, and so they removed the 13th fibroid, and I have been just recovering, and I'm feeling so much better since I got those fibroids.
Awesome. Yes, I definitely thank you for sharing that, because a lot of women who listen to the podcast have fibroids, and depending on, you know, their situations, a lot of people go through surgery and then end up having to go back and get surgery again. So I thank you for sharing that part of your journey.
They are the worst.
What encouraging or inspiring words can you give the mom out there who has experienced infertility and is unsure of continuing on in the process, whether it's going through IUIs or IVF or just getting a second opinion around their infertility?
I would say don't quit. That's my most encouraging thing I can say. And I know it's easier said than done, but I know there are a few quotes that I live by on this journey. And the first one is, if the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal. So that's one thing I try to live by. Okay, if we couldn't get pregnant naturally, okay, let's change. What's the next plan? Like, what can we do next? We're never going to change the end goal, which is to become parents. Another quote that I love is, when you want to quit, remember why you started. And so that's another one that I live by. And I just think about my miracle babies, and I just keep going, even on those days where, you know, I feel like I want to quit. I will also say, you know, just keep going and find someone who you trust, and you can send a text to randomly and say, hey, I'm thinking about quitting. I'm having a really someone who can encourage you in that and uplift you in that. Also, find some scriptures and read them daily. Continue to build your faith in God, because He has not forgotten about you. And so another thing I want to say, too, is when you're on your journey, you have to be your biggest advocate. I had to change doctors so many times because, fortunately, they're in it for the money. So they're, you know, there's no way that the doctor that we went to should have let us do those IUIs because of, you know, certain factors, and they knew that those weren't going to work for us. And so you have to be your own advocate. And if you are with a doctor and you, you know, are doing your own research, and you're kind of thinking like, I don't know about this doctor, I don't know another doctor, you know, like, be your own advocate and keep pushing, you know, keep finding, you know, what it is you need to help you succeed on your journey.
Candace, where can we find you on social, your website and your YouTube channel?
So my YouTube channel it's called Fruitful, and it's My Fertility Journey. And then my Instagram is at My Fruitful Journey. And that's really the main ones, where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Candace, for being on the podcast and sharing your fertility journey. And we wish you many blessings and are praying for you as you prepare your body to get ready for this next round and this next transfer.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I pray that this show was inspirational and a blessing to you. For show notes, visit ericaandmcafee.com/podcast. Please join us in our offline discussions in our private Facebook group by going to sistersinloss.com. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please rate and subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Keep the faith, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday.